Imagine it's Tuesday morning and you're dreaming. A dream that you can no longer remember. And you have an 11-year-old daughter who comes and stands beside the bed at 6:15 and says, "Dad, wake up." And imagine you're confused and your whole body doesn't know where to start moving. Yes, you're lying there and you get up out of bed and you can no longer remember how you got out of bed, how you got from the bed until you got to the kitchen. And when you arrive in the kitchen, the kettle is boiling, a cup of tea is made, and you haven't even got your Wellingtons on. And imagine then that you get into a car, having walked from the house to the boot of the car in socks. And imagine you've established that, contrary to your very first impression when you looked out the window, it isn't wet. The ground is dry. And imagine that you're driving a car on autopilot down through and up through a narrow tree lined, twisty country road. And imagine you get it right. Yeah, imagine you remember that it's the first right turn after the first big turn on the right. And you pull the car up a hill. And you're no longer dreaming. And imagine that while you've been rambling around the outdoor arena, talking to yourself and to anyone who cares to listen, you hear a voice saying, "Dad, rather than walking around, would you like to sit down?" "Yeah, sit down over there." And you remember that on one occasion you walked onto the track and the pony got a little bit of a fright and you were persona non grata for quite a while after that and you didn't want to have any repetition. And just imagine also that you're surrounded by pink buckets, one upside down, one right side up. And the word "surround" is just a loose expression. Imagine that in the distance you can hear a plane that sounds like a twin prop and not a leaf on any of the deciduous trees moves and the evergreens stand firm against the Payne's grey sky. And imagine that at long last there's a sign of a canter around the ring. Oh yes, imagine that this is your way of life. Imagine that you've had to learn a whole new language, that you now know what a dandy brush is, even if you can't remember its name. And you know that you have to find either the pink one or the blue one when asked. You know what a body brush is, and you know the parts of the body that the body brush is used for, and you know that if you were a pony, you'd like the softness of the body brush over the firmness of the dandy brush, and you still don't know who was the dandy who called, after whom the brush was called. And you know that you didn't know the name for the tail brush. reminds you of a tail gunner in a Second World War plane. But the tail brush. You liked the look and feel of the tail brush, but you didn't know its name. And then you were wrong when you thought there was such a thing as a marigold. And you can't remember the name of the thing that goes underneath the pony's or the horse's belly, ties one side of the saddle to the other. Just imagine one more thing. Just imagine that all this imagining has you imagined out. And that you're now imagining what it's like to imagine yourself imagining that other people are also imagining. Just imagine. And imagine that imagining is a vortex. And imagine that slowly, in an unimaginably resolute way, you're being sucked into the imaginative heart of the vortex. And deep down inside the vortex, in that place that you can only imagine once or twice under very special circumstances, is a tiny, tiny disembodied voice. That is the seat of all imagination. That is the centripetal force. That is the everlasting whisper. And think for just one second about the number, and remember the number of times you've said that breathing is the core of life, and that so long as you can keep on breathing, that you can solve any difficulty, any challenge, that you can rise, so long as you can rise to the next breath. And then imagine that you realize you were wrong. That before the breath was imagination. That breath is an imagined force, an imagined sub-whisper. Breath is the second sign of life. So there, that's been my morning ramble. I could ramble like that, but this ramble counts for nothing. It counts for nothing. I don't know if it means anything, but I'm looking at the moon. It's now probably about 7:15 in the morning. Your daughter's got green and black jodhpurs on, black boots, a dark blue body protector, pink, one of those kind of dark pink sleeves on, and that she's got a black and slightly darker pink coloured hat. And he's talking to him. I'm talking to myself. I'm just talking to myself. Pardon?
She's not listening.
Oh. Okay.
She's not listening.